conversation.
Peace.
Hey, speaking of confrontation, have you seen this story about people getting taken to task over their mask yet? Have you seen this one get shared around? So it was previously, if you were fighting with somebody about a face mask, it was the wearing or not wearing of a face mask, right? That is the primary reason that people caring all over the place. Well, now 80% of people say they in fact judge other people based on the type and style and fashion and size and color and pattern of their face mask, seen as an extension of your overall style and fashion choice. And this is why maybe you've seen it. I think at first we were just laughing at them, but some of like the clothes that are being sold with matching face masks.
Yeah.
These designers were ahead of the curve a little bit because people are saying they're judging others based off the mask they're wearing. And it occurred to me that I'm feeling miserably if that is the case. Because while I do have like a nice black one that my wife got for, we each get kind of the same one, and I usually keep that in the car that when we drive together, so I have it when we go into the store. But around the building here, I've just been wearing like these freebie ones from like the health department that our boss got. So it's just like, it looks like a diaper on my face. Am I walking around here getting judged because I'm wearing like this nasty white coffee stained face mask?
I don't know, but I've been wearing them too, so I don't know if I also am.
It looks like a cloth diaper on your face. And so now I'm concerned that my tidy whitey face is getting judged by all the coworkers when why does it matter? It's just to make sure that nobody gets sick.
And you know what the worst thing about these white masks, because I'm wearing the same one, is if you wear them against your face, you obviously get makeup on the one side. If you accidentally put the wrong side on, which I've done before, and then everyone can see like all of like the blush and foundation, and you're like, oh my gosh, everybody knows my secret.
Well, I mean, you get a little clown face.
Yeah, right on. It's great.
So just know this now. When you are going out and about and you are putting this mask on, people are apparently judging the pattern, the color, the fit of it on your face. People, if it's a little loose, they're judging you. If they don't like the color, if it looks dirty, if it's full of lint, whatever, you're now getting judged by the fashion sense you're displaying with your mask, which makes me think I got to get some new ones that like match my clothes and stuff.
I'm not going to lie. I did this the other day. I went on Amazon to find Kate Spade face masks.
Oh, is that where you are now?
Yeah, I want designer face masks. And the thing about it is because they are face masks, they're cheaper. So it's not like your designer handbag, you need something to match. You buy your designer face mask and you're good to go.
Well, let me just a little throwback for you. So back, and I don't like to brag, but back in the day, like College Zero was quite the ladies' man.
Oh.
And pretty stylish, too. So what I would do is, and all of this was kind of topped off by my like, seashell necklace.
The puka shell necklace?
Yeah. So I'd have on my cargo shorts, and then I would have on, like a blue or a red polo.
Yeah.
But what I would do then is I would wear, like, blue or red sneakers that match the polo with my shell necklace. And, you know, I would layer all of this with the aroma of an entire can of Axe body spray, really just to complete the ensemble.
Okay.
But my point being, kind of like how this ravishing ladies' man that I was would match my sneakers with my polo shirt at the time.
Right.
Is that what I should be doing with now my face mask? Should I be coming here wearing like like a red polo shirt, red sneakers, and a red face mask? Is that where we are in society now?
Is that fashionable? I think you would have to. And with like the little Abercrombie logo on the side.
Exactly. Also, follow-up question. Does this also mean I get to bring back the necklace?
I don't know if you can't bring back that puka shell necklace, because do they even make them anymore, or did you save yours?
Well, you know what the funny thing is?
Oh.
It was always very present and easy to find. And then my wife was just around for a very short period of time in our dating life back in the day, and they all kind of just disappeared. I'm not really sure where. She must have them somewhere.
I bet you she stored them in a really safe place, because they are delicate, you know.
I was thinking eBay.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I hop onto eBay. Because I think that would really complete the whole...
Yeah.
The thing I get going, the ensemble.
Bring back the puka shell necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what we could do is we could get, could that actually be like the strap of the face mask?
Well, that is just blowing the fashion world up. If we did something like that, oh man, yeah. We'd sell so many.
I got ideas. I got ideas. Unbelievable stories today on the Playhouse. Dump 'em or date 'em, confessions, and something kind of funny was trending this week. Hashtag the worst people in the world. And basically they're saying, you know, we like to rag on each other as the human species, but why don't we talk about like who the worst people in the world really are? And so the things that people were commenting, like the people that are at the grocery store and they decide they don't want frozen peas, so they leave them in the shoe aisle, like stuff like that.
What?
So the real worst people in the world. We're going to talk about that here in about 10 minutes.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
So how about getting up now?